BBC News with Gaynor Howells. The United Nations Secretary-General Ban Ki-moon has told African leaders that he's outraged by the use of rape as a weapon of war. He said he was appointing a special representative to intensify efforts to stop sexual violence against women and children in conflict areas. His nominee, the Swedish politician Margot Wallström, said rape was a problem affecting the whole world.
Some people say that this is the least punished crime in the world. And I also want to underline that it is not only a problem in Africa. And I would, of course, have to look at what areas to prioritize, but I think it's important to say that this is not a problem only in Africa.
Aid workers in Haiti say some of the children, identified as orphans, who are being taken out of the country by a group of Americans, appear to have surviving relatives. The Americans from an Idaho-based church are under arrest in Port-au-Prince. From Haiti, Rupert Wingfield-Hayes.
The Americans now in detention in Port-au-Prince have insisted from the outset that all 33 of the children they were trying to take out of the country are orphans, in desperate need of love and protection. But a spokesman for the international charity group that is now looking after the children says at least one of them appears to have parents. George Villiette, the spokesman for SOS in Port-au-Prince, told journalists the little girl had cried and told them that she did have parents and that she thought she was being taken to a boarding school or summer camp. Mr. Villiette said many of the children were also in poor health. They were hungry and dehydrated.
The World Food Programme has begun distributing food from 16 fixed sites across the Haitian capital to try to reach more than 2 million victims of the earthquake over the next 2 weeks. Each family will be given a 25-kilo ration of rice. The Turkish Prime Minister, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, says Israel should consider what it would be like to lose Turkey as a friend following recent diplomatic tensions. He said the Israeli Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, had shown a lack of diplomatic experience by saying he no longer trusted Turkey as a mediator with Syria. Gunmen in the Mexican city of Ciudad Juarez have attacked a group of students, killing at least 2 adults and 11 teenagers. Reports say the killings happened during a birthday party for the youngsters. Police say they don't know why the students were shot. Here's Nicholas Rocha.
Rivalries between drug gangs fighting for control of routes that would give them access to the lucrative drugs market in the United States have made Ciudad Juarez one of the most dangerous cities in the world. At least 15 other people had been killed in the border city over the weekend. But even by its gruesome standards, the indiscriminate shooting of teenagers has baffled the Mexican authorities.
That was Nicholas Rocha reporting. You're listening to The World News from the BBC. A spokesman for President Obama has said the alleged mastermind of the September the 11th attacks, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, is likely to be executed if he's found guilty. The White House Press Secretary Robert Gibbs said Mr. Mohammed would, as he put it, meet his maker for his alleged role in the killing of 3,000 people. Mr. Gibbs refused to confirm reports that the Obama administration was looking to move the trial away from New York after criticism that it would be too disruptive and expensive. A lawyer for one of the 2 Swiss businessmen barred from leaving Libya since 2008 says a 16-month sentence for outstaying his visa has been overturned. The man, Rashid Hamdani, was convicted along with his compatriot Max Gurdi last year. Egypt have won the Africa Cup of Nations football tournament, beating Ghana 1-0 in the final in Angola. Alex Kapsik has been following the cup from Angola.
Mohamed Gedo's winning goal with less than 5 minutes remaining provided the 2010 Cup of Nations with a dramatic end. But this competition will probably be remembered for what happened before it had started. The deadly attack on the Togo team bus dominated headlines across the world. The team went home, and then on the eve of the final, CAF, the governing body of African football, took the controversial decision to ban Togo from the next 2 tournaments because of political interference. In between, there's been some exciting football. A few surprise results played out in front of enthusiastic crowds inside impressive stadiums.
The Pakistani cricketer Shahid Afridi has been banned for 2 matches for biting the ball. He pleaded guilty to trying to change the condition of the ball illegally after television cameras caught him chewing on it during a one-day match against Australia. Afridi, who was Pakistan's captain in the match, apologised, saying he'd acted in the heat of the moment. BBC World News.